Thank you for calling Customer Support. My name is Ricky. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks so much for asking. Okay.
I'm
So,
just
can go ahead.
sorry. No, go ahead.
Okay. Can I have your zip code so I can pull up the account, please?
85323.
You said 85232?
85323.
First and last name.
Jessica, share it.
Jessica Sherry.
Yeah.
Okay, can you verify the address for me?
12406 West Adams Street, Avondale, Arizona, 85323.
Can I just see what you did with aloe vera face cream in the eye serum, and how may I help you today?
Yeah, I'm just calling. Last night I called to cancel my subscription because I had pending. I had what had happened was I took a survey online and whatever. I got free shipping and I got sucked into something I had no idea. So now I was charged almost $100, and I was wondering if, and the lady I was talking to last night, she went through and unsubscribed me and whatever, but she, I somehow we got disconnected and I wasn't able to finish my call, but I don't know if there's someone else I can talk to, but I was not aware that I was going to be charged this amount, so I'm not sure who I need to speak to solve this problem.
Okay, you said that she did cancel you, but you weren't able to finish your call. Let's see, let me look up the notes on the account. Okay, so I'm saying that you did call in and you wanted to be canceled, correct? She did go and get that account canceled. And what else can I do for you today, ma'am?
Yeah, I just want to know if somehow I can get a refund or something, if that's possible.
Okay, well, you didn't cancel within your time period, ma'am. It was a trial period that if you didn't cancel within your time period, we did in fact bill you out for the full amount. The product can place you on your subscription, which is what happened. I do apologize, ma'am, but the charge is valid, so the charge will have to actually stay.
So is there a way I could, like, call my bank and, like, dispute it somehow? Because I wouldn't have took in a survey and whatever, and I didn't even see anything about canceling in 14 days or whatever it is. I just
okay,
I'm, like, stuck in a situation where I don't know what I need to do. Between you or my bank, but there's
okay.
No one else I can speak to.
So the way, ma'am, I do apologize. So the way the dispute process works with your bank, they're going to give you money back at first. But once they call us and get all the information, do the investigation, they will say that the charge is valid. You will stand up being charged for it. So however, your account is canceled as a courtesy, I can issue you a 35% refund. Would that work for you?
35, not even like 50% at least.
Okay, well, I can meet you halfway, ma'am, and give
out.
You a 50% courtesy refund. Will that work for you, ma'am?
Okay, that'll be better than nothing. That'd be great if you could.
One moment, please. Okay, just bear with me.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, so I did go and get that done for you. So the refund will go back into your account in 3 to 5 business days, ma'am, for that 50% refund. And the amount of the refund, yes, ma'am, the amount of the refund will be $46.48, okay? So this is a 50% refund.
Okay, so that's refund. Total refund is 48.
No, ma'am, 46.48.
Oh, 46.48. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well,
and
thank you for at least helping me with that.
You're welcome, ma'am. Thanks so much for calling us. Support. Enjoy a wonderful day.
Thanks, you too.